Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is David Linden.
Here I am.
And David lives in the district where our guest, yes, Peter Zuckerman, is councilman. And it's a pleasure to be talking. I mean, I think it's so important to have some of the elected officials on just to get an understanding of the process. Yes. You know, you hear something and whatever, you like that telephone kind of game, and all of a sudden, by the time you hear it, you think everybody's crazy. And it's like, and actually, everybody is welcome to go to a town board meeting, right?
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that makes our government great, one of the things that makes Supervisor Bosworth great, is that when she took office and when I took office, one of the things that was revamped was the entire beginning part of the meeting process. It used to be during the town board meetings, if someone had a question or a comment to make that was something not on the agenda, they used to have to wait till the end of the meeting. Well, Supervisor Bosworth changed that. And this is such a wonderful endeavor. What she did was she made it so that if someone had a question about something not on the agenda, they will get the chance to go first. And they'll be able to ask their question before the entire meeting. So they'll be able to get in and get out, and they don't have to wait for 150 items to be called. Because as you guys know, depending upon the night, we could be there for quite some time. So this way, if someone has something to say or a question for us, we can hear it, and they don't have to wait the whole night to hear it. Now, I'm sorry to interrupt, David.
Well, no, I was saying that change, I'm sure, increased residents, voters' participation.
It absolutely did. And I have to tell you, I think it's wonderful because, you know what, we want to hear from the constituents, because we want to know if someone has a question about something, we want to answer it right away. We don't want to let it, you know, go and so forth. And many times people have very, very good ideas and very good questions. And these are the things that help us move forward and help us make decisions that help the community. So it's really a good thing. Now, in line with that, and for the purposes of transparency and clear and open government, the meetings are live streamed. So let's say someone can't come to a meeting. Let's say the weather is bad. It's snowing, you know, or it's a rainstorm, or it's hot, or they or they don't feel up to going for whatever reason. Well, they can go on their computer. There's a way to log on, and you can see the meeting and hear the meeting and so forth. And that way, you're a part of the meeting even though you're not there. And if someone has a question, they can certainly call in 311, which is very easy, and pose it for any of us if something relating to the meeting or something related to anything. But this way, everyone who wants to see the meeting can see it. Anyone who wants to participate in the meeting can do so. And that's really important. And I think that's a great thing. And Supervisor Bosworth really deserves a ton of credit because that, when she took office, that's something that she did immediately. And I think it's wonderful.
Yeah. Actually, the radio program here has streaming, WCWP.org, which does. I mean, for people sometimes who can't get this show but want it, go to WCWP.org, and you hit the button.
That's great.
And it's clear, and it's perfect. So that's a very nice thing for some. And also for seniors, they don't want to come out at night necessarily.
Well, that's the thing.
Driving home at 10 o'clock or after a late meeting.
That's exactly right.
In your pajamas listening to it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But, you know, it could be for any person or any reason. This way, someone wants to be at the meeting. Now they can see the meeting. They can participate. And if there's any question, they just could call 311 the next day. And you know, it's really a nice amenity, and it's something that I think we're all very proud of because we want our residents to be able to understand what's going on, and we appreciate their input.
Right, I agree.
Yeah, an informed public is a valuable asset.
Absolutely.
I'd like to go back to the low set.
Hey, David,
I have a question for the benefit of those in the audience and me, who don't know, the LOSAP points, what do they translate to?
Okay, basically, you're talking about a benefits program. It's an incentive-based program for volunteer firemen, because a volunteer fireman doesn't receive compensation for their service in the fire department. So essentially, it's benefits, it's points for going towards like a 401k or something of that nature. So they basically get points, which goes towards a benefit package for them.
The benefit package is for the towns?
The benefit package is funded by, depending upon who's, whether it's a Roslyn area, a Port Washington area, it's funded by it's funded by the participants of that group. So in the Roslyn area, you'd be talking about the Village of East Hills, the Village of Roslyn, the Village of Roslyn Estates. The town of North Hempstead would also be a member of that, okay? And so I was the Roslyn area chair. But if you go into Port Washington would have a similar setup. Okay. And what happens is each group, based on the populace of that community, makes a contribution.
Of money.
Yeah.
Towards
which goes into a fund.
Fund and then distributed.
Based on the points that people
correct.
At retirement.
Correct. And, you know, again, because, you know, these firefighters, they don't receive compensation. So this is a way to reward them for putting their lives on the line.
And
you know,
spending
their wonderful
the time
service.
And training. And,
oh, sure.
You
know, absolutely.
Yeah, we have a deputy chief who lives on our block. And I know he's... Right.
And I'll tell you, in Roslyn in particular, we have two wonderful companies. We have Roslyn Rescue and we have the Roslyn Highlands. They are wonderful, wonderful. And these are gentlemen and women that literally put their lives on hold, put their lives at risk to protect us. And we're so very grateful of that.
I agree. Now, and it sounds rather callous that I'm going to be going from something so serious and honorable as the firemen to Fun Day Monday.
Ah,
but I do want to touch on Fun Day Monday.
I love this topic. You know, 2.5 years ago when I came on board, you know, this was something that it's a project that I love. And I can tell you that I've not missed the Fun Day Monday since I've been in office.
Really? Okay.
I've been in every Fun Day Monday. And the Fun Day Monday is such a wonderful program because we invite all of our seniors with the town of North Hempstead to come out to North Hempstead Beach Park. And we have entertainment, there's light refreshments, there's also, depending upon the event that that particular week, there might be screenings for skin cancer or blood pressure or dental treatment or whatever it is. There's various medical professionals there and there's different booths as well. Sometimes there's a farmer's market. Sometimes there's professionals from North Shore LIJ. You know, it's really a wonderful thing. And there's musical entertainment. My favorite entertainment is when we have the Elvis impersonator there.
Okay.
So maybe you and I'll sing with the Elvis impersonator. No, I'm just kidding. But
give me the date when he's there.
But I will tell you, it's really a lot of fun. And, you know, this is something that's every Monday throughout the summer. And there's a different theme every week. One week it might be a luau theme. One week, it might be a patriotic theme. Another week it might be an Elvis theme. You know, it could be, depending upon the program that the community services sets up, it could be any different
right,
thing. And really, community service does a wonderful job. But Project Independence is really so much more. And you touched on this before. The services the Project Independence provides is unmatched by any other area. I mean, whether it's transportation to the supermarket, transportation to various shopping venues, transportation to doctor's appointments, it is unbelievable. There are many other services from Project Independence, and if any senior has a question about whether or not something is part of Project Independence, I encourage them to call 311 and ask the question, because this is something that's really wonderful. I can tell you, you know, when my grandfather was alive towards the end of you know, he was not doing very well. But you know what? He was more confined to the house because he didn't have, because back then there was, I don't believe that there was a program like this. He didn't have transportation to the supermarket or to the doctor's office if it wasn't someone from our family taking him. And he was someone who wanted to do things on his own, and he didn't like to ask for anything. So I believe this program, that Project Independence, would have been something that he would have taken full advantage of, that he would have loved. And that's why I'm such a big supporter.
I agree. I mean, so many people, and that's what you hear, the feedback is tremendous, because even last week, our co-host was Sabina Miller. And I know last year she had hurt herself and she had to go to the doctor. Now, she drives herself.
Sure.
But it was snowing. She was a little bit nervous. She called 311. And the guy picked her up, actually took the car right to the curb and made sure she got a spot where the snow had been shoveled. That's what it's for. Now she maintains her independence. But for that particular day, why take the risk of falling because she was a little bit unsure of her footing?
I had about a year ago, I had an appointment with an ophthalmologist in Floral Park.
Okay.
and there was snow on the ground. And I just didn't want to mess with the having to get out and climb over the banks of snow. I called 311.
Right.
And got a taxi ride going. And Joan went with me. It was easy.
And you know, that's respectful also, because you're not using it as a taxi service capriciously.
No.
You're doing it because you needed it that day, and the next day you're driving yourself.
I mean, that
perfect, I do drive myself.
David, that is a perfect example of what Project Independence is for. I mean, really, I mean, you're talking about a severe weather situation. You're talking about a situation where your health or someone's health could be compromised. And this is that's exactly what we want. That is exactly what that service, a part of Project Independence, is for.
It worked. I talk it up to people all the time and say, if you're not a member of Project Independence, why aren't you?
Right, I agree. And then on top of that is all the individual activities or group activities, you know, for individuals, that it's not just taking you to a doctor, from Zumba to yoga to art classes to, and I know some of them are going to be at Funday Monday, even some new projects and that they're going to be commencing throughout the town. It's staggering.
Absolutely. You know, and it's true, whether it's yoga or Zumba or any type of program, I think that the key is with Project Independence, we want to provide services for the seniors so that they can do activities that and be able to get out of the house, do activities, and lead full lives, because that's the most important thing. Just because someone is a certain age doesn't mean that they should be confined to the house. And we want everyone to come out to Funday Monday, and we believe everyone will really enjoy it, whether it's the day when we have antique cars, whether it's the day when there are different health screenings, whether the day the Elvis impersonator is
there. You're into Elvis, obviously.
Yeah. Maybe a little. Maybe a little.
Where's your guitar?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe a little. But, you know, listen, the bottom line is it's a wonderful project, and it's a wonderful thing. And, you know, this started under the John Kamen administration, and John really deserves a ton of credit for setting this up. And, of course, Supervisor Bosworth, because she's taken Project Independence with the help of the council people and really taken it to another level.
Oh, I agree.
So that they both really deserve so much credit for everything that they've done.
Terrific. Dave?
Yeah, there's a...
We have to go?
Oh,
we got it, because we got a call in coming in. Peter Zuckerman, I want to thank you so much, not only for coming on the show, but all that you're doing as a councilman for your district and for the town. Okay?
It's my pleasure. Thank you
so
much for having me.
You're listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.